Ohioans are reacting to Republican Senator Rob Portman's change of heart on same-sex marriage. He says he's now for it after discovering his own son is gay. Here are some tweets to the Cincinnati Inquirer from Michael Carey. Thank you for calling me equal. But from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, from a recovering Republican, typical hypocrite. When it was someone else who had a gay loved one, you didn't give a fill-in-the-blank. ML Schultze is with WKSU in Ohio. Schultze, tell us other reaction from Ohio.
Well, I think you just told me. That's pretty much the range of what we're hearing. There is definitely a feeling on some folks' part that it was late in coming, and it was coming only when it was something deeply personal, as opposed to an issue, a policy issue that should have been important all along. Other folks are saying, hey, welcome. Whatever it took for you to get there, we welcome it. And, of course, there still are some religious conservatives who are very condemning of it.
Senator Portman had been among the strongest opponents as well of gay marriage. In 1999, he voted against allowing gay couples in the Washington, D.C. area to adopt children. He voted for the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Now he is the only sitting Republican senator in favor of gay marriage. He says his son told him his feelings 2 years ago. Here is Senator Portman on CNN Today.
My son came to Jane, my wife and I, told us that he was gay and that it was not a choice and that, you know, that's just part of who he is, and he'd been that way ever since he could remember.
Schultze, we're remembering that, of course, CPAC, the conservative conference, is taking place this week. Mitt Romney is scheduled to speak there today. Portman was a possible choice to be his vice president, and he now says he told him about his son when he was vetted. Do we know if that's why he wasn't picked?
I don't believe so. There are always calculations, and I think if somebody had done the math and said having Rob Portman on the ticket will absolutely assure me of Ohio, that that's what Mitt Romney would have done. Rob Portman, while he has been consistently conservative in his votes on social issues, his real bread and butter is economic issues, and that's where he's absolutely his conservative credentials are the strongest.
Well, he may be pushed in another direction, but staying with that, you know, the fact that he was vetted as a vice presidential candidate, there are other questions about his delay in talking about this publicly. Jameel Smith tweeted to the Cincinnati Inquirer, if your son came out to you in 2011, why did it take until after the election for you to support marriage equality? Has Portman, you know, responded to that idea that there was a gap and it included a presidential election?
Yeah, his answer is that this is an evolution, that he had to evolve in his own thinking, and that took time. He evoked Ronald Reagan's image in saying that all great change in America begins at the dinner table and that you take time to incorporate it into your thinking, and that's what he needed. He addressed it now because the Supreme Court is going to be deciding on the Defense of Marriage Act, and he knew he would be questioned about it and thought this was the time to do it.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear two gay marriage cases this month. In his op-ed today in the Columbus Dispatch, Senator Portman makes it clear he doesn't want change to come from the courts or even from Washington. But tell us, there you are in Ohio, you know, what might happen in that state? Oh, you know, remind us where Ohio stands on gay marriage.
Well, in 2004, we passed a constitutional amendment that was among the strictest in the country. Not only did it ban gay marriage, but it banned anything that would approximate gay marriage, any institution. We are now talking about the latest Quinnipiac poll in December came out. For the first time, it showed more people support than oppose same-sex marriage. And there actually is another amendment that looks like it's going to be on the November ballot that would overturn and allow for same-sex marriage.
And enter this, you know, states reflecting what other Ohioans are also thinking.
I think that's the more accurate personification of it, that Rob Portman has always been very good at visiting with the small counties and the county chairman and the rural areas of Ohio and keeping touch with what that ground level support is. And I think that he is probably more reflective of a change that's happening statewide than a leader of a change that's happening statewide.
ML Schultze of WKSU in Ohio. Thanks as always.
Surely. Take care.